是不是可以往前面坐一点？
We hope that the saints will come and sit forward.
今天我们要一起来看约书亚记第二十二章。
Let's come to Joshua chapter 22.
约书亚记第二十二章。
Joshua chapter 22.
我们要先来念几处的经节。
Let's read some of the verses.
我们从第一节先念到第六节。
Let's read from verse 1 to 6.
预备，来。当时约书亚召了流便人、迦得人和马拿西半支派的人来。对他们说，耶和华仆人摩西所吩咐你们的，你们都遵守了，我所吩咐你们的，你们也都听从了。你们这许多日子总没有撇离你们的弟兄，直到今日，并守了耶和华你们所吩咐你们当守的。如今耶和华你们神照着他所应许的，使你们的弟兄得享平安。现在帐篷和耶和华仆人摩西在约旦河东所赐你们为业之地，你们要遵摩西所吩咐你们的诫命和律法，爱耶和华你们的神。侍奉他。于是约书亚为他们祝福，打发他们去。他们就回自己的帐篷去了。然后我们再念第十节，十一节。
Verse 10 and 11.
流便人、迦得人。那坛看着高大。以色列人听见流便人、迦得人、马拿西支派人靠近约旦河边，在迦南地属以色列人的那边筑了一座坛。他们回那个约旦河东的时候，就在路上建了一座坛。
They returned to the other side of the Jordan. They built an altar.
在以色列人的观念里面，这是一件非常不好的事。
The concept of the children of Israel, this is not a very good thing.
因为在以色列人他们的心目中敬拜神要在一个一定的地方。
Because in the heart of the children of Israel to worship God there should be a certain place.
神已经设立示罗是他们敬拜神的地方。
And God already set up Shiloh to be the place of worship.
他们就不能在另外一个地方设一个新的坛。
And because of this they cannot erect another altar in other places.
所以以色列人听见这件事以后，我们就来念十一节到十六节。
Verse 11 to verse 16, let's read.
预备，来。以色列人听见流便人、迦得人、马拿西半支派的人靠近约旦河边，在迦南地属以色列人的那边筑了一座坛。全会众一听见，就聚集在示罗，要上去攻打他们。以色列人打发祭司以利亚撒的儿子非尼哈往基列地去见流便人、迦得人、马拿西半支派的人，又打发十个首领与非尼哈同去，就是以色列每支派的一个首领，都是以色列军中的统领。他们到了基列地，见流便人、迦得人和马拿西半支派的人，对他们说：“全会众这样说，你们今日。”这坛这犯的是什么罪呢？这个时候他们就派遣人去问这些人，然后流便人和迦得人他们就回答这些人。我们从二十一节到二十七节。
Verse 21 to verse 27。
于是流便人、迦得人、马拿西半支派人回答以色列军中的统领说：“ 他是知道的，以色列人也必知道。我们若有悖子或是干犯，自己足坛，要转去不跟从耶和华，或是要凡祭、祝祭、平安祭献在坛上，愿耶和华亲自讨我们的罪。这行这事并非无故，是特意做的。说恐怕日后你们的子孙对我们的子孙说，你们与耶和华以色列的神有何关系呢？因为耶和华把约旦河定我和你们这流变人加得人的交界，你们与耶和华无分了。这样你们的子孙和我们的子孙就不再敬畏耶和华了。因此我们说，不为后人中间做证据，好叫我们侍奉献燔祭、平安祭和别的祭侍奉他，免得你们的子孙日后对我们的子孙。好，我们就念到这里。这一章圣经是一章非常好的圣经。
This chapter is a very good chapter.
这章圣经讲到以色列人他们分完了产业之后，有两个半的支派要回到约旦河东去。
After the dividing of the inheritance, two and a half tribes are going back to their inheritance.
从这张圣经，我们特别能够看到，以色列人他们怎么样来重得基业。
Here we can see how the children of Israel gained their inheritance.
这两个半的支派的人，他们的基业乃是在约旦河以东。
The two and a half tribes, their inheritance is in the east of Jordan.
但是他们仍然跟其他的支派一起过了约旦河。
Nevertheless, they all crossed the River Jordan with the rest of the tribes.
跟其他的支派一起作战。
And they together have battled with the other tribes.
他们经历了一样的危险，最后把约旦河西整个地都得到了。
And because of this, they gained all the land that they should gain.
但这个时候他们还没有回去。
But nevertheless, they haven't gone back to their inheritance.
他们一直等到这个其他的支派都分了产业以后，
It is after the other tribes have already have been divided their inheritance.
看到利未人也得到了产业。
After they saw that the Levites already gained their inheritance.
甚至到神设立了朝城以后。
And they also after God has set up the refuge cities.
好像一切都已经安排好了。
After everything has been prepared.
他们才回到他们自己的产业。
Then they go back to their inheritance.
这是让我们看见，这是神的一个心意。
This is also the purpose of God.
他要我们一起来征战。
That we will do battle together.
在得神产业的这件事情上，需要每一个神的儿女一起来征战。
In the gaining of the inheritance, God wants us to do battle together.
不是少数的人。
Not only a small group of people.
不是一半的人。
Not only a portion.
也不是80%的人。
Not only 80%.
是100%的。
That is 100% of all the people.
那在我们今天属灵的道路上，我们也需要认识这一件事。
In the spiritual way, we should also learn this.
不是少数几位弟兄或姊妹他们为我们征战。
Not only a group of brothers and sisters will do battle for us.
但是我们每一个人都要起来。
But everybody should rise up.
我们要起来一同来征战。
We should all rise up and do battle.
如果不是这样的话，我们就不能得到产业。
If it is not because of this, we cannot gain our inheritance.
所以我们需要来严肃的来看这件事。
So we should look this matter very seriously.
如果我们在神的面前不肯征战
，If in the presence of God we are not willing to do battle.
不但我们自己得不到产业
，Not only we cannot gain our inheritance.
我们会影响到其他的弟兄姊妹。
We will also influence the brothers and sisters.
或许我们自认为说我不在乎这个产业。
Maybe we feel that I'm not for this inheritance.
但是其他的弟兄姊妹可是很在乎的。
But the other saints are for this inheritance.
因为这产业乃是同得的。
Because this inheritance is together gained.
第二，我们看见他们得到产业以后，他们乃是在看其他的弟兄支派都得了产业以后，他们才回去。
We can see after all the tribes have gotten their inheritance, then they go back.
他们乃是重视别人所得着的。
They give they take it seriously that the other will gain their inheritance.
他不是说我得着我的，那我就回去了。
It doesn't mean that after I gain my inheritance, then I go back.
我呢是要等到其他的人都得着了以后，我才回去。
Rather, it is after all have gained their inheritance, then they go back.
这是在也是一个很重要的一个原则。
This is a very a good principle.
我们今天不是光重视我所得到的。
Not only we should pay attention to what I gain.
如果我得到了，那我就好了。
Then after I gain, then it's good for me.
那还是不对的。
This is wrong.
不但是注意我所得到的，我要注意别人所得到的。
Not only should I pay attention to what I gain, but I also should pay attention to what other gain.
在属灵的事上，我们有时候也犯这样的错误。
In the spiritual way, we sometimes have this kind of mistake.
有的时候我们认为，就我得到的是最好的。
We always pay attention to what I gain.
所以呢，就不重视别人所得到的。
And we never pay attention to what other saints have gained.
但是神实在是一个伟大的神。
But our God is an almighty God.
没有一个人能够把所有神的恩典都尝到。
A person cannot gain all the grace of God.
因为我们人都是非常非常的有限。
Because we people are very limited.
那我们的那个限量，我们只能承受一部分。
We are only limited to gain a portion.
但是当所有的弟兄姊妹都把他们的承受的产业一起拿出来的时候，我们就看见神实在是丰富的。
But when all the saints have present all what the grace of God has given to them, then we can see God is so rich.
所以我们需要来看别人的产业。
So we should also see the inheritance gained by the saints.
因为那是可能是我们所没有的。
Because what the inheritance of the saints is what we do not have.
当他们回去的时候，约书亚告诉他们一件事。
When they go back, Joshua told them something.
约书亚叫他们要爱耶和华。
Joshua told them to love Jehovah their God.
什么原因让我们能够与众人来相同呢？
How can we be the same like the others?
我们人的天然都是喜欢个人来看自己。
Our nature is that we want to be different from others.
我们希望我们管到自己，我们不会管到别人。
Our nature is that we want to be we only take care of ourselves.
什么缘故能够让我们与众人相同呢？
In what reason can we be the same like others?
只有一件事可以让我们相同。
There is only one thing causes us to be the same.
就是我们爱神。
It's because we love God.
当人爱神以后，人就会相同了。
In the matter of loving God, then we are the same with others.
人如果不爱神，人又永远不能相同。
And if a person do not love God, we can never be the same.
为什么他们能够过河来征战呢？
How can they cross the river and do battle?
因为他们爱他们的弟兄。
Because they love their brothers.
为什么他们能够等到弟兄都得到产业以后才回去呢？
How can they wait until the others gain the inheritance and go back?
因为他们爱他们的弟兄。
Because they love their brothers.
今天这也是我们所需要的。
This is what we need today.
人如果不爱神，就不能爱弟兄。
If a person doesn't love God, he cannot love his brothers.
所以只有一条路可以让我们相同。
There's only one way that causes us to be the same.
就是我们一起来爱神。
That we will all together love God.
当我们爱神以后，我们就爱弟兄了。
If we love God, then we can love our brothers.
约书亚还告诉他们说，你们回去以后
，Then Joshua told them, if you go back,
你们的财物、你们的牲畜、你们的金、你们的银，都要与弟兄同分。
In your inheritance, your gold and silver.Your possession, you should divide it among your brothers.
有一些人在约旦河东的
，those in the east of Jordan,
他们没有过来征战
，they didn't have do battle together with us.
但是你们回去以后，你们所得的要与他们同分。
But when you go back, you should divide the inheritance together with those who didn't do battle.
我们在神面前征战，总是会有总是会有那个得到一些掳掠的东西。
After doing battle, then we should have some possessions.
这些东西要与弟兄们同分的。
But we should divide these possessions with the others.
不是我们得胜的就属于我们的。
Not that because we are victorious, then everything is ours.
当我们在这个同分的里面呢，我们就享受到这个神的大爱。
In the dividing of the possession, then we enjoy the love of God.
这让我们看见这神的心意。
This is the purpose of God.
然后他们回去的路上呢，这些两个半支派的人，他们就思想一件事。
In going back to their inheritance, these two and a half tribes think of one thing.
他们想，既然今天约旦河在他们的中间
，since the river Jordan is in between them,
过了好多年以后，他们的子孙可能会忘记神。
After many years, maybe their generation will forget God.
他们很担心这一件事。
So they are very conscious about this thing.
我觉得这是一个很宝贵的一个思想。
This is a very precious thing.
这也是我们今天应该常常放在我们的思想的里面。
We should always put this thing in our heart.
如果我们今天认识了神，
If we today know God,
我们看见了神的宝贵，
We see the preciousness of God.
我们是不是常常来想到，是不是我们的下一代，我们的儿女，他们也认识神？
Do we always consider that our later generation will also remember God?
怎么样能够让他们对神有真实的认识？
How can we want cause them to have the knowledge of God?
他们就想了一个办法。
So they think of a way.
他说我们就来盖一个坛。
Let's build up an altar.
这个坛跟示罗的坛一模一样。
This altar is the same as in Shiloh.
如果以后啊，这些约旦河西的人对我们的子孙说，你们跟耶和华没有份的。
If those in the west said to those in the east that you have no part in Jehovah,
那我们的子孙就可以说了，你看我们祖宗这盖的坛啊，跟你们的坛是一模一样的。
Then our later generation said that this altar is the same as the altar in Shiloh.
我们怎么会没有份呢？
How can we do not have part in this?
这个坛就成为一个证据。
This altar is a witness.
这是一个很好的思想。
It's a very good idea.
但是约旦河西的人听到了这件事。
When those in the west heard of this thing,
他们就非常的紧张。
And they are very anxious.
他们紧张到一个程度。
They are anxious to such an extent.
他们都聚集在一起。
They gathered together themselves.
聚集在示罗的地方。
They gathered in Shiloh.
他们准备要去攻打他们。
They are prepared to do battle.
弟兄姊妹，这很稀奇的一件事。
This is a very interesting thing.
在圣经里面，这样的事很少很少看见的。
This kind of thing is very...rare in the Bible.
我感谢神，在这里发生这样的一件事。
But here we see there is such thing has happened.
如果以色列人他们能够有这样的心的话，他们将来的前途实在是非常的好。
If the children of Israel have such a heart, then they have a good future.
他们发现了这一件事是不讨神喜悦的。
They find out that this thing doesn't please God.
他们就聚集在一起。
So they gather themselves together.
他们要来对付这一件事。
They need to deal with this thing.
他们就差遣了祭司的儿子。
So they sent the son of the priest.
又差遣十个首领。
And they sent in 10 leaders.
一个首领代表一个支派。
A leader representing a tribe.
去跟他们来谈这件事。
To talk about this thing.
这十个支派所做的事情是非常对的。
These 10 tribes, what they have done is right.
因为神设立了一个敬拜的地点。
Because God already set up a place of worship.
神实在是告诉他们，他们敬拜神呢，是要按照神的样式。
God told them that when they worship God, they should according to God's plan.
敬拜神那是要在迦南地。
In worshiping God, it should be in Canaan.
需要在迦南地的示罗那个地方。
It should be in Shiloh.
为什么神要讲究一个地方呢？
How come God wants to have a place?
为什么神不能告诉人说你们在任何地方都可以敬拜呢？
How come God said you can worship me in other places?
这是我们所不能了解的。
This is what we cannot understand.
甚至到新约的时代，你们记不记得那个撒玛利亚的妇人还这样说？
Even in the New Testament, the Samaritan woman also mentioned this.
你们说敬拜神要在耶路撒冷。
They said when you worship God, you should be in Jerusalem.
好像敬拜神跟地方是有关系的。
It seems to worship God is interrelated with a place.
的确，神要告诉我们一件事。
God is telling us one thing.
敬拜神只有在迦南地。
To worship God, it should be in Canaan.
乃不是在那物质上的一个意义。
It doesn't mean a physical place.
迦南地乃是预表我们主耶稣基督的。
In the land of Canaan representing our Lord Jesus.
所以这句话实在应该这样说，敬拜神乃是要在基督耶稣的里面。
In worshiping God, we should be in Christ Jesus.
在基督耶稣的以外就没有真实的敬拜。
Outside of Jesus Christ, there is no real place of worship.
所以这实在是这约书亚记所要告诉我们的。
This is what Joshua is telling us.
不是一个真正物质上的一个地点，
Not a physical place of worship，
乃是告诉我们真实的敬拜一定要在基督耶稣的里面。
But the real worship should be in Jesus Christ，
在基督耶稣之外就没有真实的敬拜。
Outside of Jesus Christ, there is no real place of worship。
他们所要表达的就是这一件事。
This is what is the thing that they want to point out。
除了这一点以外，他们还有另外一点。
Aside from this, there is another matter。
敬拜神要按照神的样式。
In worshiping God, it should be according to the pattern of God.
那个按照那个样式是很重要的。
According to this pattern, it's very important.
那个样式乃是神在西乃山上亲自告诉摩西的。
This is the pattern which the Lord God has told Moses.
人敬拜神乃是要按照神的方法。
In worshiping God, it should be according to the ways of God.
什么是神的方法呢?
What is the ways of God?
神的方法就是祭坛的方法。
The ways of God is the way of the altar.
神的方法就是让我们靠着那个牲畜来到神的面前。
It should be in
sacrifice.
It should be the sacrifice.
Through sacrifice.
It is through sacrifice. It is the ways of God.
那是代表什么事呢?
What does it represent?
我们来到神的面前需要透过他的儿子的血。
When we come to the presence of God, it should be through Jesus Christ's Son.
这就是祭坛的意思。
This is the meaning of the altar.
人不是能够按照我的方式来到神的面前。
It is not according to my way in coming before God.
也不是按照你的方式来到神的面前。
Neither according to your way in coming before God.
我们需要看到神按照神所设立的样式来到神面前。
It is according to the ways of God, the pattern of God in coming before God.
就是靠着他的儿子的宝血。
It is according to the blood of Jesus Christ's Son.
这两件事情是非常的重要。
These two matters is very important.
我们的敬拜在基督的里面。
In our worship is through Jesus Christ.
我们来到神的面前是靠基督的血。
And in coming before God is through the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以他们就来到来对这两个半支派的人说。
So they told the two and a half tribes.
说你们这样是犯罪的。
In doing this, you committed sin.
他们讲一句话非常的好。
So they said one matter that is very good.
他说你们如果犯罪了，会连累到我们的。
If you sin, then you contaminated us.
如果你们悖逆了耶和华的话，那整个会众呢都会受到损坏的。
If you sin against Jehovah our God, then you will influence the other tribes.
这是一个很重要的一个原则。
It's a very important matter.
如果这就是为什么保罗要写哥林多前书。
It is the purpose of writing First Corinthians by Paul.
因为哥林多的教会容忍那个罪恶。
Because the church in Corinth, tolerate such sin.
他们不能够起来对付那个罪恶。
They cannot rise up and deal with this sin.
如果神的教会容忍罪恶的话，教会就失去了圣洁。
If the church tolerates such sin, then the church have lost the holiness.
就不能够成为神的见证。
Then we can never become the testimony of God.
但是他们听了这个两个半支派的人回答以后呢，他们心里觉得很满意的。
But after the reply of the two and a half tribes, then they are satisfied.
因为他们发现呢，这两个支派他们的心里面实在没有那个意思要来违背耶和华。
Because the reason of the two and a half tribes is not to rise up against Jehovah their God.
这两个支派的回答非常的宝贵。
The reply of the two and a half tribes is very precious.
他们一开始就说神是知道的。
He said God knows.
当人对我们有误会的时候，我们是不是也是这样的态度？
If people had misunderstood us,Do we have such kind of a reply?
我们主要有这样一个思想，不管人对我们是怎么样的误会，神总是知道的。
Even though people misunderstood us, but we should know that God knows.
他们就回答说，他们乃是为着要保持他们单纯的信仰。
They said that they want to maintain their base precious faith.
他们愿意在这里设立一个证据。
They want to set up a witness.
让他们的子子孙孙都知道什么是敬拜神的方法。
Causing the latter generation to know the ways of worship.
就是献燔祭，就是献平安祭。
It's to offer up burnt and peace offerings.
只有献祭能够把我们带到神的面前。
Only through offerings can we come before God.
所以就设立这个坛为祭。
So they set up this altar as a witness.
什么是这个坛呢？什么是这个证据呢？
What is this altar? What is this witness?
今天我们是不是也有这样一个证据在我们的身上
呢？ Today in the midst of us, do we have such altar and such witness?
新约就告诉我们，今天神把圣灵赐给我们当作印记。
Today in the New Testament, the Lord said he set up the Holy Spirit as a witness.
今天我们没有一个物质上的一个坛做证据。
Today we don't have a physical altar to be a witness.
但是今天圣灵在我们身上做印记。
But today the Holy Spirit is a witness in us.
圣灵会告诉我们什么样是一个真实的敬拜。
The Holy Spirit will tell us what is the real way of worship.
圣灵会带领我们进入那个真实的敬拜。
The Holy Spirit will lead us into the real way of worship.
基督乃是借着他的灵住在我们里面。
Christ through His Spirit is dwelling in our spirit.
所以主耶稣说，敬拜神乃是用心灵和诚实来敬拜。
He said to worship Him, it should be in reality and in truth.
今天不是在耶路撒冷的问题。
It's not a matter in Jerusalem or not.
今天也不是在休斯顿的问题。
It's not a matter in Houston or not.
今天我们只讲究的一件事，就是是不是在心灵和诚实里面敬拜。
Today what we should consider whether it is in the spirit or in reality.
那个圣灵就是我们的印记。
The Holy Spirit is the witness.
哪里有圣灵，哪里就有真实的敬拜。
Where the Spirit is, then there is the real worship.
哪里有圣灵，哪里就有自由的敬拜。
Where the Spirit is, then there is freedom in worship.
圣灵说，圣灵在哪里，哪里就得到自由。
Where the Spirit is, then there is liberty.
人在只有被释放以后，人才能够敬拜神。
After man is released, then we can have the freedom in worshiping.
当我们活在那个捆绑的里面的时候，我们没有办法敬拜神。
When we are in bondage, we cannot worship God.
只有圣灵把我们释放出来了以后。我们就可以在他的儿子里面，在神的儿子的里面来敬拜神。
But after the Spirit releases us, then we can worship in Christ Jesus.
然后这个首领跟祭司的儿子听了以后，他们就非常的喜乐。
After all the leaders and the son of the priest have heard this thing, they rejoice.
他说你们救离了，你们救以色列脱离耶和华的手。
You through Israel have you are saved from the
saved the Israel from God's hand.
You save Israel from God's hand.
他们实在有一个身体的感觉。
They have the feeling of the body.
他们本来是觉得说，这些人要把以色列人带到罪的里面。
Before they thought that these people are bringing Israel into sin.
他们听到了以后，他们就非常的喜乐。
But after hearing this, they rejoice.
因为他知道这两个半支派不但没有离开神，他们的心向着神是非常的好。
That only they did not left God. The 12 tribes brought them to God.
然后他们就在那里称颂神。
They, after this, they rejoice, they praise God.
我们感谢神，这是一个同得基业的一个原则。
This is the principle of gaining the inheritance together.
从积极的一方面来说，我们需要爱神。
And positively, we should love God.
如果神的儿女不爱神的话，他们没有办法同得基业。
If the children of God doesn't love God, they cannot gain their inheritance together.
从消极的方面来说，要对付那个罪恶。
Negatively, we should deal with sin.
如果我们容忍罪恶在教会的里面，
If we tolerate sin in the church today,
我们就不能够来同得基业。
Then we cannot gain the inheritance together.
这是从这两个半支派的身上我们所看见的宝贵的信息。
This is the message that we gain from the 2.5 tribes.
也神也告诉我们，我们真正的敬拜应当是怎么样的敬拜。
And God has told us what is the real ways of worship.
我们真实的敬拜乃是在迦南地的敬拜。
The real ways of worship should be in Canaan.
在迦南地就表示在基督的里面。
In Canaan means in Christ Jesus.
敬拜有一个一定的样式。
In worshiping there should be a pattern.
这个样式就是靠着基督的血来到神的面前。
This pattern, this way is through the blood of Jesus Christ's Son.
如果我们这样做的话，我们就与耶和华有份了。
Then if we do this, then we have part in Jehovah.
我们就在神的国里面有份了。
Then we have part in His kingdom.
好，我们就讲到这里。
Our fellowship ends here.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have some prayers.
主我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你的心意乃是要我们同得基业。
Because your purpose is to gain the inheritance together.
我们在你的儿子的里面实在得到美好的产业。
In Christ Jesus, we have gained the inheritance.
给我们一个爱主的心。
Cause us to have a heart to love God.
让我们可以来同得这个产业。
That we can gain this inheritance together.
谢谢你实在为我们预备的是何等的美好。
Lord, we thank you. What you have prepared for us is real good.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your precious name we pray.